It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation. An engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Hello, welcome to the program. Glad you're joining us today. We have a jam-packed program for you today, so we're going to get right to it with
the fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
Hold on tight. Here we go. Scott, what's going on?
Hi, David. Lots to talk about today. Friday's market was up, thankfully, because we had had 3 negative days in a row prior to that. So we were happy for an up day, particularly going into a weekend. Fridays always make me a little nervous because traders don't like to carry risk over the weekend. But at Friday's close, the Dow was up 34 points, NASDAQ up 4, pretty flat for the NASDAQ, S&P up 4, gold up 20, little bit of a bounce there. From everything I read, it looked like a short squeeze.
So not a fundamental concern about the market or the economy, just the collision of people buying and selling gold.
Yeah, what it really was, what I could gather, was a short squeeze, which basically is when people who are betting against gold decide they no longer want to bet against it. They close those positions, particularly going into a weekend. That can be kind of a risky proposition.
So G. Gordon Liddy didn't do this by having an all-day television program or anything?
I don't think so. Right. Oil up 1.5 and 10s back down a little bit on the yield at 223.
I was looking at that. That's it's a little bit of a slip, about 1.5% off, but still, I mean, it's still encouraging in terms of what that means potentially for the economy and what people are perceiving.
Yeah, what I really don't want to see is a really sharp spike in yields, just because they're so hard to react to when they move fast.
Well, and the other thing, if that did happen, we're talking about the yield on 10-year treasuries, and why does that matter? Because the yield on 10-year treasuries, it underpins and is in everything. Pretty much everything on the planet, right, Scott? Everything on the planet, what kind of return the investor looks for, and therefore the price of that, what they're willing to pay for it, be a stock, bond, mutual fund, whatever it is all a function of the 10-year treasuries.
Well, and the other really important factor that the 10s play is risk. You compare the risk that you're taking for that return to the risk that you get in a 10-year treasury, which is virtually none.
I get to be the geek today. I'm going to call it, that's all part of the capital asset pricing model, CAPM.
Yeah.
And no bull sound, Lisa. We're saving that for Scott when he says the D word, okay? But
I don't have one today.
No today? Okay. No. But the point is that everything is, all eyes turn to the treasury. And so when the 10-year treasury, when that yield goes up, that means that investors are, they're getting a little bit more confident about taking on more risk, and or there's less demand for treasuries.
Yeah, which could be a really bad thing in certain circumstances. But generally speaking, I think we want to see money coming out of fixed income and flowing into equities.
That would be a good thing for everybody.
That would be a good thing. One of the things that really has been notable about the rally that we've had since October is that financial services firms have not participated really until fairly recently. So even on Friday's market, we had some good news. RBC, Royal Bank of Canada, boosted ratings on Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. And so we saw an increase on price target for Wells Fargo as well. So we're starting to see some real resurgence in the banks, not only from an analyst standpoint, but also just from a pricing standpoint.
You know, you made me think of something funny, Scott. So RBC is saying we're putting a better outlook or a better rating on Goldman.
Goldman, yeah.
Did Goldman return the favor? I mean, do these guys ever end up rating each other and say, I'll do this for you, you do this for me? That would never happen, right?
I mean, I don't know that it's specific collusion necessarily, but it is interesting when one of these big banks does an IPO underwriting and the day it comes out to trade, they say, oh, this is going to be a terrific stock. You have to buy it. You wonder, come on here.
Well,
who really owns this stock?
Why hasn't the financial services sector been part of the rally? Is it mostly because we're waiting on the banks to go through their stress tests?
The stress test was a big factor. Another really huge factor in the financial services sector are tens, because they make a lot of their money on the spread between what they can borrow and what they can loan, the rates. And when rates are really, really low, there's not much spread.
Well, you know, then the other thing is that I think the consumer's confidence in the financial sector.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to look very far back over the last decade where we've had, you know, Wall Street having to pony up over $1 billion in a settlement in the early 2000s. 2008, of course, we saw Lehman Brothers, and you had people on TV talking up the stock and how it was great, and the next day it fails. There's the confidence for the consumer is just not that high. There's a report out, JP Morgan's getting sued for a currency trade over $3 million because of the decimal point and how they do the trades.
Yeah, there is a lot of news under the surface on currency trades. Currency trades could really be the next, and the general public won't ever see it, but there's a huge talk in the CFA community about how currency trades are handled, even down to the minutiae of, if you take your credit card to Europe and swipe it, what exchange rate are you getting? What exchange rate is the bank getting? Who's keeping the difference?
Somebody's making money on the spread.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. And it's not well disclosed.
Well, so it sounds like a lot of attorneys maybe getting up off the couch and having to get back to work.
Well, you know who really is ringing the bell is Harry Markopoulos, who is the CFA in Boston, who went to the SEC 6 or 7 or 8 years ago and said, listen, there's this guy Bernie Madoff, and what he's saying he's doing, he's not doing. And nobody listened to him, and now he's saying the same thing about currencies.
Okay, well, that's not good. But what is very good, all right, we're going to take a quick break, Scott. I know you've got more there. I can see you rifling through your stack of stuff. That's like Rush Limbaugh's stack of stuff.
I got stuff.
Okay, well, when we come back from the break, you got to stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a special guest, Richard Fernberg, who goes by Riff. Most of his friends know him by Riff. And so he's going to be talking to us about today about identity theft and how to protect yourself. So stay tuned for some more good stuff right after the break.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Now it's time for a breakdown from Finglish to English.
All right, Scott.
All right.
I see you got more stuff there you're dying to tell us.
And you're rushing me, so I want to get all
no,
of it.
No, no. Hey, you don't rush perfection. It takes time.
All right. Looking at the week ahead, some important news coming up for the week ahead. Monday, Chicago Fed national activity. Tuesday, S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. That's the best home price index. So we'll see that on Tuesday. Wednesday brings durable goods order. Thursday, the ever-important jobless claims number. Friday, Chicago PMI. So it's going to be a busy week for the week ahead.
So a lot of indicators. These are a lot of leading indicators that will give us an idea where the direction of this economy and the markets are going.
Yeah, a lot of those are leading indicators. A fair amount of housing news came out before the close Friday. New home sales unexpectedly slipped 1.6%. We were actually looking for at least flat, if not up, on new home sales. So we have...
Was that the price or the number of units?
Well, the down 1.6 specifically speaks to the number of units.
Okay.
Now, they're still up
but
significantly.
But the price held or actually increased?
On new homes?
Something. There was one went up, one went down.
Now, that was existing homes
okay.
that we had Wednesday. This is
okay.
new homes.
Okay.
And it just came out Friday. But basically, very much better than last year. The February number for new home sales was about 11% ahead of last year's February number. but shrank from January 1.6%.
There's still not the spread there used to be between the price of new homes versus used homes.
Well, the median price on the existing homes that we talked about earlier this week was about $150,000. I'm saying that from memory, so it's in there somewhere. Median price on new homes, $233,000.
Can I say used homes? I mean, do we need to like...
Let's
do
say
like,
existing.
Let's do like Mercedes, previously owned.
Yeah, let's say existing.
Okay.
So not such great news, but and overall, really for this week, I was looking really hopeful that we were going to have really solid housing numbers. We didn't get them. They were mixed at best.
Okay. Well, hey, we still got a long way to go.
Speaking of the housing market, Bank of America has decided that they're going to take a bunch of their homes that are underwater and that they hold the mortgage for, and they're actually going to rent them rather than foreclose on them.
I heard they're doing some sort of maybe some sort of partnership with that RAC, and they're doing a rent to own or something.
Well, it's not quite rent to own, but but basically I'm not sure if it's
you're going to rent it
because
you don't own it anymore because we do.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What they're going to do is they're going to make people hand over the title, and they'll say, "Well, you can rent the house from us now."
It's actually pretty clever because they're just going to take ownership and they don't want to have to deal with the foreclosure. It maintains the property.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant move, and there is no relationship anywhere between Bank of America and RAC. I'm being cute, but the point is I think it's actually a pretty smart move. They're only doing 1,000 of them.
A thousand to start in selected markets: New York, Arizona, Nevada. So it's a small launch. I think it's a terrific idea. It takes a non-performing asset and turns it into a performing asset. But I don't know how they're going to do it mechanically. I mean, they're not property managers, so I see problems as far as the actual implementation goes.
Well, they're going to have to figure it out.
All right, let me keep moving. I have my Apple news for the day today.
You've got one more piece, and
we got to skip
Apple. Save Apple. Or go to your next thing, because I got to get to Riff. Look at him. He's ready to go.
Here's where it's so important to not count your chickens before it's hatched. Ready?
Ready.
300 Danish people received an email from the official state lottery that said, you have won anywhere between 1 billion crowns and 280 billion crowns. And they said, wow. And then a couple hours later, they sent an email out that said, oh, we did the math wrong. It was only about 50 bucks.
I thought you were setting us up for our discussion today about identity theft. So it wasn't identity theft or some sort of scam. It was just dream theft.
Yeah, it was the actual agency who should have sent it. It was two actual winners. They just got one little detail wrong. It was like 50 bucks instead of $300 billion. It's a decimal point thing.
Well, hey, maybe they need to talk to J.P. Morgan about the currency translations.
Could be. Anyway, that's all the news that's fit to print for today.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your contribution.
My pleasure.
Let me at least introduce before we go to break our special guest for today, and Riff Fernberg. I like that. Where'd you come up with Riff?
Well, it's my ex-girlfriend's son came up with that for me.
I like it.
Because I've just never been a Richard.
Yeah, you don't look like a Richard to me.
And so I was looking for what's going to be good, and I started playing music and doing other things like that.
So okay. Because that's like something you play on the guitar, right?
Yeah. And
a riff.
You can use a lot of different ways. You know, a lot of people remember me as like Riff Raff. So they know that I'm...
I never thought of that, but okay. Well, actually, we'll use that. Riff is here to keep you from being taken advantage of by the Riff Raff.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll go with that. You have a company that you are affiliated with called Legal Shield.
Yes.
All right. And so your big thing, you are here to save us from these identity thieves that I call them, to save us from these people that every day are sitting around trying to figure out ways to get our money.
Absolutely.
All right. And so give us a quick biographical sketch. Well, before I do, I'm going to give the number out a few times. If you want to talk to Riff, 386-451-1115 is the number. That's your cell phone. They can call you directly on that.
Yes.
Okay. So give me the bio sketch here.
Well, I'm a geologist by education. I've got my bachelor's and master's degree in geology. But this opportunity came around just under 3 years ago. And unfortunately, I saw it as a growth business.
Unfortunately, yeah. And you were right.
And I've put in a lot of water wells and got people fresh water. I feel like I'm doing more good for people with this. Because if you lose your identity, you lose everything you've worked your whole life to build, it's more devastating than just losing a credit card or
drinking
being
some
held
bad water.
Up. Yeah, exactly. You know, that'll pass. This is something that takes... People are devastated by identity theft when it happens to them. You know, they can't file their taxes, their credit's ruined. It can affect your job. You know, because a lot of businesses look at people's credit reports to decide how, you know, if they're going to be a good employee or are they being a good employee and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it can affect you in so many different ways, and we'll get into that a little bit more.
All right, well, we'll take a quick break, but we're with Riff Fernberg, who is with Legal Shield, and the number again is 386-451-1115. Lisa, take us to a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. on WESH Channel 2. What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, we are back, and joining me in the studio today is special guest Riff Fernberg with Legal Shield. And he's here to help us not only identify the potential threats to losing your identity or having it stolen and the ramifications of that, but how do you protect yourself from this, or how do you deal with it when it happens? Because I know we've talked before, Riff, where it's almost inevitable.
Well, it is, and you can't stop identity theft. You can protect yourself in some ways, but the one of the main things is credit card theft is not identity theft. If you usually lose your credit card, that is not identity theft. Identity theft is where they get your, typically your social security number. That's their gold mine. But it's also your medical information. Your medical information card is like a Visa card with $1 million spending limit. There's character criminal. There's your driver's license, your social security number. Financial is only about a quarter of identity theft.
You know, that's interesting because I wouldn't have thought that. You know, now you have a solution to help people, and how's it work?
Well, what we do is through Legal Shield, Kroll is who handles administers our identity theft program for us, and Kroll has been around. They are the only data security and breach recovery solution provider with more than 30 years of experience. There's a lot of other people that have kind of popped up over the last few years to take advantage of it. We've been doing it a lot longer. And we are the leader in the industry as far as identity restoration.
So is it insurance? Is it administrative support? What is it?
Well, what we do is we monitor your credit report because typically something will show up there first.
Okay.
But what I want to make clear also is that if you figure out some other way that your identity has been stolen, we're going to concentrate a little bit because it's tax season on Social Security and IRS identity theft.
So this has got an alert feature, but it's also I think the big part, though, that you and I have talked about is the resolution.
Yes. If it doesn't have to be through our service if something gets notified that we'll take care of it. If you find out through another way from the IRS, you try to file your return and they say it's already been filed, something like that, we still take care of it for you. Once you're in our program, If we discovered any identity theft problems, we take care of them for you.
And to take care of it, well, first let's back up a little bit. So this is a form of it's a legal plan or it's a subscription service.
Yes.
How would you describe it?
You pay monthly for us to monitor your identity, your credit record, and if anything happens. Where I think that we're really unique and is really good for you is that we take care of it for you. We do it for you, not with you.
So this is where you actually would step in to resolve the identity theft. Legal Shield works with the IRS, communicates with them. How does that?
Once
you have attorneys, right, that are employed by this company.
Well, the Legal Shield is a separate legal thing.
Okay.
The Identity Theft Shield is separate. You can get them both.
Okay.
They work. And the reason I got involved with them is because it works really well. Because if you've got an identity theft problem, you've probably got some legal problems.
You're
going to
need legal help too. Yeah.
Yeah. The Kroll, who administers our program, are licensed investigators and such. We've hired more ex-FBI and ex-CIA agents than anybody in the world. I mean,
that's amazing.
I really think we're the top.
And so this is a big deal. This is a big business.
Yeah. And what happens is, in the News Journal a few years ago, there was the victim's advocate for the Florida Attorney General's office. And there was an article in the News Journal where the Attorney General's office said 500 to 1,200 hours to clean up an identity theft problem.
Holy smokes. I don't have that kind of time.
No. And so some of these other services is, you know, they find something, then they send you a packet, and they've got somebody to work with you.
But you're doing the work.
Yeah, you're doing most of the work. You give us a limited power of attorney because we're going to act in your name, and then we do it for you so that you don't have to spend all that time. And think how important that is for business owners and such.
Well, I got to be honest, you know, as I get more and more popular out there, ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm doing radio, I'm on TV now, you know that, I've written a couple books, you know, I'm going, okay, I got, and that's why I wanted to have you on, because we need to sit down and talk about ways that not only I can myself, but also my clients, how we can protect our identities, but also have this plan in place that will allow not only the monitoring, but the cleanup.
Right, and it's peace of mind. What's your peace of mind worth? And also, think about, you know, if something happens with the IRS, do you want to be calling the IRS trying to
I'm not sure I'll get a right answer from them. You know, there's this whole thing about, you know, you might not even get a right answer. You got to stay after them.
Well, in the article I sent you this week, yeah, you know, talked about how the woman is called several times with her IRS person and yeah, has not gotten a call back. Do you want to be dealing that? Do you want to be unsure whether it's been taken care of or
are
not?
These real is it ever really taken these aren't care real of? Questions. I don't want to do any of that. That's crazy. Well, okay, so I know people are saying, okay, always the question, right? What's this going to cost me? Give our listeners a range of what they would expect. I know you have different plans.
Yes.
But what's a range, kind of order of magnitude, if you will, on a monthly basis?
For either the legal or the identity theft separate, it's around $12.95.
Okay. So we're talking about something that can fit in a lot of most
right
people's budgets. This is not $100 a month.
Yes. And if you get the plans together, we give you a $3 discount.
And this is for individuals? It's for businesses?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the identity theft, not so much for business. We've got legal plans for the businesses.
Okay.
But where I talk about the businesses is one of the things people think is it's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to someone else.
It happens.
Well, if you're a business owner, what if that someone else is your employee?
Exactly. And then they're going to be taking all that time away.
Exactly. Yeah. Or be distracted at work. They may not be taking the time off. They might be trying to fix it while they're at work,
right,
or at least be distracted. If you're
they're
a businessman,
they're going to be eating their lunch at their desk a lot.
You want your people to be, you
focused.
Know, productive.
Yep.
And if they're not focused, you know, they're worried about other things. They're trying to do stuff on company time. They're not making you money.
All right. Well, we don't want that. Let me give the number and we're going to take a quick break. Riff Fernberg, Legal Shield, and the telephone number to talk to Riff about this for your business or for individuals. It's the 386 area code. It's 451-1115. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more Riff. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back. Real Money with David Holland. We're dealing with a real money issue today with the real Riff Fernberg. Legal Shield, 386-451-1115. And we're talking before the break about some of the ways you can deal with this and the cost, and it's very affordable. It's something that you also, though, this is a benefit that employers can offer their employees, and
yes,
you'll go in and do an assessment and talk to the employer, do a group meeting.
Yeah, because we're not going to have time here to talk about, there are little things you can do to protect yourself, you know, things that you can do to lessen your vulnerability. However, think of how many people you've given your Social Security number to over your lifetime, from the very first time you filled out a job application and the Social Security number was right there beside your name. Where
it's
are all those
staggering.
Job applications?
Yeah, where are they?
Are they shredded?
Oh, sure they are.
Are they in a box somewhere in a
right
warehouse?
I got to ask this question. I got to ask you, Riff. I wrote it down. I want to ask you. I hate giving the Social Security number to the doctor office because of what you just said.
Right.
But they all say, well, we got to have it. Do they really?
I don't know.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Well, you got to decide.
Because I'm like, I'm looking at the girl taking my number down, and she's back there smacking her gum, and I'm going, you know, are you even going to be here the next time I see you? It makes you nervous.
Well, you know what's sticking in my craw lately is going to see my parents. and they live in a gated community. Now the guard at the shack's taking down my driver's license number. And one place I went to play golf once, they actually took my license, put it on a copier, and took a copy of my license.
That's
this was years ago
it?
Before I got into this and started thinking about it. And I'm like, who's got access
You're
to this information?
You're tracking that guy down, aren't you? You want that guy? Well, it's a scary thing.
But it's not just where you might lose it. Think of all the companies that have your information that you've ever done business with, and they get hacked. Most of the major banks have been hacked. You know, the IRS, I talked to you once about this Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. It's been tracking data of breaches and losses since
the numbers are ridiculous.
Just since January of 2005.
Okay.
Just
so
for
we're
the
talking
past
about
7 years.
Was that 7 years?
And
a little over 2,000 days.
I printed it out yesterday, and they're up to almost 545 million identity records reported, lost, or stolen. Reported. How many are not reported? And many of the things, if you scroll down through, because they document who it was, when it was reported, all this type of stuff, a lot of it's unknown. They don't know how many. And those numbers are not on the 545 million.
Identified. So obviously, everybody's records have been lost more than once, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's just crazy.
And there's only 310 million people in this country.
Right.
So chances are it's been stolen. They just haven't gotten around to using it yet. You know, they're selling it to other people. And this is global. There can be
somebody in Thailand's got my social security number.
Right. And it can be somebody in Thailand that's sitting there on their computer hacking into somebody that you do business with. So it's not just, you know, the guy you're walking down a dark alleyway going to steal from you.
Not good. No, the guy that can do the more damage is the one that does it over the keyboard. We are with Riff Fernberg, Legal Shield. They have plans to help you not only monitor, but deal with the fallout and the resolution of all the junk that comes with having your identity stolen. 451-1115.
And I think I told you I'm a geologist, but when I got into this, I got certified as a certified identity theft risk management specialist. So I try and keep up on everything, you know, and went through the training. But one of the things that I wanted to mention is earlier in the week, you talked, you kind of were starting to get into the identity theft, you know, a little teaser, you mm-hmm. know, for people coming in.
We knew you were coming.
Right. You mentioned, you know, the emails where people's,
right.
you know, scam you and try and get you to give them the information. Just never give that information. You had said you would never email, you would just call. Well, unless they know you, it's somebody they work with, even if they say, I'm from David's office, I'm from Holland Financial,
right.
always say, let me call you back. And
that's great advice, Riff.
You don't need to be confrontational. If they say, well, that, you know, they because they're quick talkers.
Do you think my office is going to be confrontational if it's really somebody calling? You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. But people get addled, you know, and that's yeah. they're good about trying to get it. Your information.
I have had that happen where I got a call at the house and it was somebody from American Express about something that they saw that was unusual. And so I said, you know what? Hold on. I'll call you right back.
Right.
I didn't ask for their number. I just turned my card over and I called. But what you're saying, Riff, is not just with the whole idea about it. Everybody's very aware of their credit cards. And there's stories all over the place about things with credit cards. But you're saying pretty much, unless you've initiated the call, you don't know that that's a real call.
Absolutely.
Because caller ID can be faked.
Yep. Or it's unknown, or they sound good, but always just, and what I meant about confrontational is, you don't have to, you know, say, well, I think you're scamming me or anything like
that.
You
just hang up.
Just say, you know, I'm on my way out the door, you know,
I got to
change the diaper, you know,
right,
anything
right.
to just kind of get away. If you want to, you can get the number if they want you to call back.
Call your own.
Right. Don't call that number back.
Call the number you know.
Go to your statement. Call that right. number that you know.
Excellent. All right, we've had Riff Fernberg with us. Legal Shield plans to help you monitor and deal with the mess of identity theft if and when it happens to you. 386-451-1115.
And you can also check out my website, riff21.com. That's riff21.com.
Very good. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Riff, and we'll have you on again.
Thank you, David.
All righty.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 ton, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.